It is the Friday Show, Neil Atkinson with Grace Maley, Jim Johnson and Paul Dehaney to talk about the weekend's fixtures as they loom on the horizon. There is obviously one that looms more than any other, but we will get Jim and Paul's relatively impartial take on it. 4:30 on Sunday, Manchester City versus Liverpool, to put it the right way round. But we will start elsewhere. We'll start with the fact that there is a Friday night game. They sneak up on you, don't they? They absolutely sneak up on you. Newcastle United versus Wolverhampton Wanderers. Seasons are weird things, I think, Paul, in that 2 months ago you might have thought this would be a really significant game at both ends of the table, one way or the other, or at least at one end of the table. But both have sort of managed to find a way to make themselves neatly irrelevant, I think it's fair to say. Wolves are still in and around, but they played a game more than they actually expect them to push all the way for at least for a Europa League place or a top four place. Newcastle find themselves 3 on the bounce defeats-wise, but they're pulled away. The one thing I think is interesting for both teams, though, is that this is now much more a conversation not about clubs, but about players, about where they see themselves next season, whether or not they see themselves in the current manager's plans, whether or not they'd want to move on in Wolves' case, whether or not they're going to hang on in Newcastle's case. That's what I think these players are now playing for, as much as the idea of a league finish.
I think in Wolves' case, I think they're pretty much satisfied with their manager, and, barring him getting nicked by one of the big Portuguese clubs, which could easily happen with the agent that's involved in managing these players. They seem to have a clear direction and clear plan. He's done really well. If there's one thing that needs to be addressed on their side, I think it's obviously scoring goals.
Yeah.
I mean, they've had this problem for a few years now, really, where even when our friend Traore was there, they just don't seem to have a killer in front of goal. And as good as Jimenez is, you think they need someone who can actually just consistently score scrappy and horrible goals.
I think he's also struggled since coming back, Paul, for completely understandable reasons.
Jimenez?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. But he was never prolific. He was always like a bit,
he was 12 a season.
Yeah, too much like a bit like the other guy, Hernandez, who used to play for United. When people think about him, they think, oh, he was a great striker. But if you look at his numbers, he wasn't really a numbers man. He just worked hard and did a lot for the team. But they've got enough of those, and they've got enough like little number 10 sneaky little players, but they do need to get a goal scorer.